Welcome to Backstage with Becca B with special guest Lissa De Guzman. Hi everyone, and welcome to this episode of Backstage with Becca B. On this episode, this Belmont University graduate has been on both the Aladdin tour and Aladdin on Broadway, where she's been a swing, assistant dance captain, Jasmine understudy, and lead Jasmine. She made her Broadway debut in King Kong, and you can currently catch her on the second national tour of Wicked, where she's leading the tour as Elphaba. Please welcome Lissa De Guzman. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very good, and I'm excited to have you on and talk about your fantastic career in musical theater.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So first of all, have you always known that you wanted to have a career in musical theater?
I feel like deep in my heart, I always knew, but I was never confident enough to necessarily say it out loud. I actually, in high school, I was planning to go to college to become a dermatologist. Up until my junior year of high school, when I did Sissoko the Musical, and my theater director pulled me aside and said, you know, if you really want to do this and you buckle down and work at the disciplines, you can pursue it as a career. And that's really all I needed to pursue it. But no, so I guess I did in my heart always know, but I just needed an extra push.
You just needed someone to be like, hey, you have the talent. You could do this and make a career out of it.
Yes.
Wow. A dermatologist is very different from being on stage. So, what a change up in career. What was the first theater show you ever saw, and what was the first theater show you were ever in?
I'm trying to think. Well, my oldest brother is also an actor, and he's currently in Aladdin on Broadway and has done a bunch of other Broadway shows. But so the first one I would have seen would definitely be one with him in it. But the first like professional show I remember seeing, I'm sure I've seen ones before this, but I remember seeing the Dreamgirls national tour in my hometown. And that was unbelievable to me. It was unreal. And I loved it. And then the first one I was in was, I did like school plays, and the first one I was in, I think, was Hansel and Gretel, and there was like a Red Robin or something, and I played the Red Robin, and that was the first one I was in. And then the first musical I was in, I was actually in The Wiz my freshman year of high school, and I played Toto, so my track record is really great.
Wow, so a lot of animals going on there.
Yes, lots of animals.
I mean, I'm sure your parents were proud regardless of this.
I'm sure they were just happy that I was doing something that I liked to do.
Yeah, they were probably like, that's my daughter up on stage. Mm-hmm. Like, bragging to everyone around them. Mm-hmm. So, do you have a favorite, like, regional show you've ever been in?
I was in West Side Story directly out of college, and it was just super special because it was my first professional gig, and I got to do it with other people who were on Broadway, and that was such a big deal, and they were so kind, and I feel like I learned a lot during that production, so that one is super special to me and one of my favorites.
And I've heard regional shows are like, even like, they're so special to people, like even more special than like these huge Broadway gigs sometimes, because like they create such a close bond with the cast doing it, because it's such a short time you're thrown into rehearsal. Why do you think regional theater is so special?
I think it's like exactly what you said. It's very bonding for the company that puts together this production, and it's shorter than a long Broadway run or a long national tour run, and so you're usually living in the company housing as well, which is bonding, and you really only know each other. So you only have each other, and you grow close very quickly, and you create it together, and then go through tech together, and then go through the whole show together. So it's just extremely bonding, and you get to know each other so well, and it's very, very special.
You're thrown into the city you don't really know, and you have to like go out and learn it with all the castmates.
Exactly.
That's so cool. So you studied at Belmont University where you earned a BFA in musical theater. What was your biggest takeaway from that program and why did you choose that program?
I chose that program. My brother actually went there.
Okay.
So that's how I knew it. And so Belmont University is located in Nashville, Tennessee. And when I visited there, the city is a music city. So there's live music going on everywhere. And it's just very homey. And I remember when I auditioned, the teachers were already so welcoming and I felt like I knew them already a little bit, which really made it feel comfortable and like I wanted to go there. And I loved the aspect that not only were musical theater people going there, but we had a major called commercial music. And so those were all sorts of artists, all different kinds of artists, country artists, R&B, any sort of alternative. And so there were so many other opportunities for music and other artists to just learn from and be inspired by and get to know. So that was super fun and important to me as a musician to have those different influences and just be well-rounded in that way.
Yes, just a lot of so much talent, like an overwhelming amount of talent, I could imagine.
Exactly. Overwhelming, yes.
And I mean, I've been to Nashville once, but the only time I've been to Nashville, you get like such a friendly vibe from everyone in the city,
Yes.
I
It's
think.
perfectly southern enough where everyone has that like southern welcoming vibe, which I really liked.
Yes, exactly. That's what I noticed when I went there and I was like, "Whoa, this definitely has Southern hospitality in the city." So, you made your Broadway debut on The Last Night of King Kong. I'm going to get into Aladdin after this. But I saw it was on the last night or weekend of King Kong.
I made it a few weeks before the closing. It was, yeah, I made my debut in July and it closed in August. So it was a few weeks before it closed, yeah.
So you made your Broadway debut shortly before the closing. I heard, what was it like joining that Broadway cast? So I mean, when they had their closing notice, I read on your Instagram that they were like super welcoming and stuff, and it was
Yes.
just like
So,
such a close family and a great first
oh
musical
my gosh,
Broadway
yes.
musical to join. So what was it like joining that show?
It was cool. Well, when I joined it, they didn't have their closing notice. It was about 2 weeks into my rehearsal process that we got our closing notice, which was a very interesting dynamic to navigate. It sort of made it really special that we have a like a regional gig, you have a certain amount of time, so you really just want to soak it up and remember every moment. But yes, the cast was so awesome, and it was, that was the original cast. So welcoming myself and Elise, who was the other girl who came in with me, it was sort of their first or second go around of welcoming new people, and they were so nice. And that cast was insanely talented. So it was just really kind of them to welcome us in, especially at a time when they were getting their closing notice and all of that. But they were so kind. I loved joining them, and I'll never forget those 2 months I had with them.
I mean, I could tell just from reading the caption, the last caption that you posted about King Kong, I could tell that like that was such a special moment. Do you remember the day you made your Broadway debut?
I do. Yes, it was a Tuesday. I think it was July 16th or 19th. I could tell you. The 6 and the 9 get mixed up in my head.
Yes.
But no, it was very special. It was a Tuesday, and I had left the Aladdin tour, and that Tuesday the Aladdin tour actually had off, and they were in Washington, D.C., so a lot of them took the train in and got to see it. And so I had a really awesome support system and like family out there to see it. And it's King Kong is a pretty epic show. There's that, amazing puppet, which we called Kiko, King Kong Kiko. And it was nothing like that will ever be done on Broadway or nothing, nothing. I'm sure things comparable to it, but there will never be a, 2,000 pound monkey on stage like that again. So it was just really cool to share it with all those people and have all those people there and just to I felt so much support from the cast and my Aladdin cast, and it was just, I'm a lucky girl.
It was meant to be that they were able to come and support you that day.
Yes.
Because I know you were part of Aladdin for a while, and I'm going to get into that next, but did you have to learn, like, how to work with that giant King Kong, like, how to, like, navigate the stage with it?
Yes, there were actually 10 people who did the movements of it. And then I learned as Ann Darrow, I learned how to interact with it and how to, like, nestle myself in the paw, or like how to climb up its back and stuff. So I didn't do the actual movements of the puppet, but I did interact with it a lot.
I'm sure there's, like, safety hazards too when you're working with something that mm-hmm. big that you have to be taught. So, wow, that's impressive. And you're right. There's, like, not going to be, I can't see anything like that happening again. Really, but maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, who knows? But, like, that in extreme, amazing. So you were with Aladdin for a while. What was your audition for the national tour of Aladdin like? And were you a big fan of Aladdin growing up?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I loved the animated feature growing up, because I mean, I loved the music, I loved the characters. I mean, Robin Williams was incredible. It really stuck in my mind growing up. It was always Aladdin and Lion King for me growing up that were my favorites, and Mulan. So yes, I knew, and I've always known and loved Aladdin. I did want to be in the show. My audition process, I was actually at Goodspeed at the time, which is in Connecticut. And I originally sent in self-tapes for as my initial audition, and didn't hear for a while. And then during the run at Goodspeed, I got a call back and I had to take the train in. I think it was before a matinee. Train in before a matinee, do a dance call, and then take the train back to do the matinee and the evening show, and then the next day take the train back and do the dance call again and sing for them and do the scenes. And then I took the train back to the show in Connecticut. Exactly. I did what I had to do. And then a few days later, I got the call.
Wow. Lots of trains. I'm trying to count
lots of trains
there were in that story.
I know. It was a lot of training in and out, but luckily I was close enough that I could train in to be there in person, because I think that was really important, and it all worked out. I remember it being a crazy time, and making it back for the matinees was very stressful, but you got to do what you got to do.
I mean, you can, like, add to your resume pro at navigating trains and getting
right.
Yeah,
which is funny because I'm not good at navigation at all.
Pro at getting to and from New York City. And then getting back and on time for another show.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So you were on the tour for quite a bit of time, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. And you were a swing assistant dance captain and an understudy for Jasmine. How do you prepare to go on a tour like as big as Aladdin, and what's it like when you step into the rehearsal room with, like, that much responsibility?
Ooh, yeah, it was terrifying because it was my first time swinging and my first time truly understudying, and it was such a big production, and I was part of the original touring cast, so everyone was learning it as I was learning it too. So it was a lot of watching and writing a lot of things down. I remember having a lot of notebooks where I would write down all the formations and what everyone was doing, and I had each track, and then I would go home and sort it all out and make sure each female track had their own separate tracking sheet. And my brother was in the show with me as well, and we lived together, so we'd go home and we'd sort everything out and then do all the dances together and answer any questions each other had. So it's constant work. Some people go home and just get to review what they learned, but swings go home and sort out everything everyone learned. So it was pretty scary, but just a lot of attention to detail and sorting it out.
and keeping multiple things in your mind at once, keeping multiple, like all the blocking for different, I can't even imagine because that show has insane dancing.
It does. And, yes.
I mean, and then it has like all the effects and stuff. So you have to like know where the effects are happening on stage, I imagine. Work around that. And do people come to you with like questions as assistant dance captain?
Yes, as assistant dance captain. So I just started off as a swing, and then about a year in, I became assistant dance captain. And yes, people come to me for questions. I give, I watch the show, and I give people notes to keep the show clean. And I also teach new people coming in. I teach them the show.
Goodness.
And I obviously assist the dance captain as well. So it's a big responsibility.
Yes. How many tracks did you cover in total?
I covered 8 tracks, so 7 female tracks and then Jasmine.
I just, wow. And then you just had all of Jasmine lines memorized, like no big deal.
Right, exactly. That was a whole other track that, so even when the ensemble wasn't working, I still had to be paying attention because I had to be
learning
that track as well.
So how did you, going into the role of Jasmine for the first time, how did you make the role your own?
That was fun. That was, I sort of had to like breathe everything in that I knew and then sort of breathe it out and begin again. So it took a while. It took a while to sort of find my power in it and my perspective in it. But, and that came with repetition of the show and just getting more comfortable. But I just tapped into what felt right for me and what felt true for me, and the parts of Jasmine that are naturally me and then the parts of Jasmine that aren't, and sort of tapping into those and playing around with those.
I mean, I can imagine it's such a fun character to play. It's lots of people's Jasmine's lots of people's favorite Disney princess. I mean, growing up, I think Aladdin was my favorite Disney movie. So because of the songs, like as you mentioned, and the musical has, I mean, twice the number of songs, the stage musical
does. It has all the songs you want, plus some more.
Plus more. So it's amazing. So what song was your favorite in the stage musical?
You know, unpopular opinion, but I loved the song A Million Miles Away, which is the duet that Aladdin and Jasmine sing when they're falling in love and getting to know each other. And I just, it's a moment in the show where it's sort of, it gives you a break from like all the like Aladdin running away and everything, and it just it's a moment where you really see why they connect, and I think that was super important, and it was always really fun to do it with my Aladdin, and it's a beautiful song, and so it was always my favorite part.
It's such an underrated song, honestly. It's my favorite, so.
I think so too, but some people don't like it, and understandable, everyone has their opinions, but I love it.
People are like whole new world fan. And I'm like, yes, but like also, and I would play it on repeat after seeing Aladdin for the longest time. So
yes,
I'm still obsessed with that song. So what made you want to stay with Aladdin for as long as you did? Because I mean, you were on the tour for a while, then you joined the Broadway company of Aladdin recently, like before the pandemic. Was it? No, it
right after the pandemic.
Right after the pandemic. Wow.
Yeah.
So what makes it a show that is like so special and a show that you really enjoyed being part of for all those years?
Well, I essentially got it pretty soon after I graduated college. So it was the first like big thing I got to do out of college. And I got to originate the tour, so that's super special and bonding, and I got to do it with my brother. And so that just made it super duper special. And then I stayed on it because I loved the people. And then about a year and a half in, I got bumped up to playing actual Jasmine. So that made it a whole different experience. So that's why I stayed on it even longer. And then, when I left, I got to do some other things. I did King Kong. I did this new musical called Bliss. And then the pandemic happened. And coming back from the pandemic, my brother and my very best friend were already, they already knew they were in Aladdin, and they started rehearsals. And I was supposed to start this other show, but it ended up getting canceled because of the Delta variant. And about 3 days into rehearsals after the pandemic, they called me to join the cast. And so I got to tell my brother and my best friend that I'd be joining them. And just, it was really fun to revisit that show after a few years and be with my brother again, and be with my best friend, and just be with all a new group of people from Aladdin that are already family to me and that I already knew, but just actually be with them in a rehearsal room and in the theater. And it was super special. So Aladdin holds a very special place in my heart always because of all those reasons.
I mean, understandably, and I can't imagine how cool it is to work on a show with your brother after like probably like growing up doing stuff, like doing musical theater stuff together, singing together in the house, probably.
Well, he's actually 9 years older than I am. So by the time he went to college, I was 8 or 9 or something. And so we never got to do shows together. We didn't do anything together until that Aladdin National Tour, which is why it made it special, because I actually got to know him and everyone like got to know us together, which was crazy because we'd never been in anything together before, and now we're best friends. So
you definitely looked up to him growing up, and you were like,
definitely,
okay. You were like, that's sure. Cool what he's doing. Yes. So I want to get into Wicked, because you're currently the star of Wicked on the national tour. So what was your audition process like for Elphaba and Wicked?
For Elphaba, I sent in self-tapes in November and didn't hear anything for a while. And then in January, they said, we're super interested. Will you record another scene? So I sent in another scene. And then at the end of January, they said, great. We'd like you to come in for 2 work sessions on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. And I went in for both of those work sessions. And then not that Friday, but the next Friday, so a week and a half later, is when my agent called me and said, you'll be leaving for the Wicked tour in 2 weeks. So I had to tell the shows and all the things I had lined up that I won't be making it, and I had to pack up my stuff and go. It was really exciting.
That's really crazy how they give, I mean, I've heard a lot of the 2 week stuff, but it always shocks me that they're like, okay, you got the role, now you're going on the road in 2 weeks. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, good luck packing up your life. And
mm-hmm.
So how do you prepare to like pack up everything that you need and go on the road?
Well, luckily I had done a national tour before, so I sort of knew how to pack, but it's still not fun because you essentially have to pack your whole life or pick and choose what your whole life is going to be. So I remember I packed a whole week. Like, it took me a whole week to pack because I would pack and then I'd weigh my suitcases and I'd assess the things that I had, and I'd have to cut it down even more because I wanted to be minimal, which is funny if you see all the stuff I have now, because it's not minimal. But I really tried to be smart and travel the least amount of things, but that's how you learn. That we use a lot of things as people.
Yeah, it's hard because like you need things to make you feel at home on the road and mm-hmm. to remind you of home. And mm-hmm. then like, I mean, having choices are important too. So I'm curious, before
yes.
I get more into Wicked, when was the first time you saw Wicked and who was in the cast you saw at first?
That's a really good question. What's crazy is we didn't go to New York very often. We didn't have national tours come through our town very often. So I don't like distinctly remember as like an 8-year-old seeing it. But I do remember watching videos of it and listening to the soundtrack, like when it first came out. So when I was in second grade, I remember listening to the soundtrack and my brother telling me to listen to Defying Gravity. And I remember looking up YouTube videos of Shoshana Bean and
yes.
and Idina Menzel, and just being floored with what they get to do and thinking it's so cool. I wish I had like a distinct memory of seeing it, but it just wasn't in the cards for me. So luckily we had the resources to look it up and still be exposed to it.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel like it's every musical theater person's like dream to be like in the show at some point, really. I don't know. What was your reaction like when you booked the role?
Oh my gosh, I was all alone in my apartment, still in my pajamas, and I remember my agent telling me, and I threw my head down in between my legs and came up, and tears were already streaming down my face. And I just kept walking around asking him if he was serious and if this was real. And then I had to sort of sit myself down and breathe, and it was a lot of emotions. And then I couldn't even comprehend how I needed to pack or anything. It was just more about like, I'm lucky I had the moment to remember how I felt in that moment forever,
Like,
because it was super special.
a what is happening moment.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, you have to let all the emotion out when something that big happens.
Exactly.
So it's important to remember. What was your Elphaba debut like on the tour?
It was crazy. It was so fun. It was a whirlwind. What's cool is I got to make my debut with a bunch of other people, with Kimmy, Vanessa Rose, and Jake, who plays Bach, and John Bolton, who plays the wizard, and Jennifer, who has made her Glinda debut before, but now she's officially taking over. And Michael Janay as Dillamond, and it was just a very electrifying, and I think all of us sort of were in the moment, but also like our hearts were beating so fast, and it was sort of a blackout moment. And I remember us getting to the end and looking at each other, and we were like, "We're in Wicked, like it's official." And
That
that just happened exactly. So it was really fun and just really cool that I got to, it wasn't just me, I got to share that with other people. And I remember it just being really electrifying. It was really fun.
I mean, how cool to be thrown in the rehearsal room with like other people joining the show at the same time and enjoying the whole experience together of I'm in Wicked now. What?
Exactly.
You get to like fangirl with everyone about, oh my gosh, this is happening every night.
Right, exactly.
What's it like rehearsing for the songs, and how do you keep up your vocal stamina while on tour? Because I mean, the Elphaba songs, they're no joke to sing.
They're no joke, you're right. I drink a lot of tea. I love tea. And I steam, and I try to, during, whenever I can, I try to not speak so I can preserve my voice. And I've learned that a good night's sleep is super helpful, and drinking a lot of water is super helpful. So, and I'm still figuring it out, and it ebbs and flows, honestly, on tours, because when you go to different cities, the humidity is different, the allergies are different, the elevation's different, seasonal changes are something to figure out. So you kind of have to figure it out in every city. But I do a little of everything: steam, tea, water, sleep, rest. It's a lot. Your social life goes down a little bit when you play Elphaba, which,
Yeah, you're like can't go out and like talk as much, or can't go to like loud bars and talk, or loud restaurants and talk over people as much.
Exactly.
I mean, I can imagine. So what's your favorite Elphaba song to sing in the show and why?
I love No Good Deed. It's definitely my favorite.
So I've heard a lot of different reasons why people love No Good Deed. What's your reason for loving it?
It's a very powerful song. I think the way it's written is amazing. And it's everyone loves an 11 o'clock number, and this serves as that. But Elphaba goes on this long journey, and sort of Wizard and I is at the beginning, and then No Good Deed is toward the end. And I think through this journey, she finds her power, she finds her identity, she figures out what she stands for and what she's willing to lose for it, and what she's willing to not lose for it, and what she's willing to fight for. And so I think by the time she gets there, she's at her breaking point and has figured all those things out, and it's sort of liberating
Yes, you see a whole different
for the
side of
first time.
yeah. You see a whole different side from beginning to end, from Wizard and I to No Good Deed. Like
Exactly.
the innocent side is still there in Wizard and I. And then she's like, I've learned so much in No Good Deed. So, what was your first time in the Levitator like? I have to ask.
It was very exciting. I thought I'd be scared, but I'm a thrill seeker, so I
Yes.
was all about it immediately.
So you were like, okay, not scared at all afterwards.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we're ready to do this. I'm ready to do it
I'm
again and
ready.
again and again and again.
Yes, I can't imagine being like, I'd probably be terrified to go up on that. Oh my
You know, a normal
goodness.
person would be terrified, but I'm a weirdo, so.
I mean, living for that kind of stuff, it's cool. It's cool. It's a special moment too. So why should people come see the Wicked Tour right now?
Because we, this company is amazing. It's some of the most talented people I've ever worked with, and the hardworking, like the hardest working group of people I feel like I've ever worked with. So I feel like you can tell that. You can tell that we all like each other. You can tell that we all want to tell the story and that we all hold ourselves to a super high standard and just we have fun doing it still because I feel like we're still pretty new. And so I think it's a fresh cast, fresh take. Like we're all trying to bring our A game. And I think that's why you should come see it, is because we just all really care about each other and like our job. And no matter how long any of us have been in it, we sort of still have that feeling of like we're in Wicked
Yes.
and how cool that is.
And I mean, I know that people love when the chemistry is good between all the actors, especially like during songs like For Good. People, when the connection is there and you truly see that like connection on stage, the like real friendship on stage during that number. It makes it special for especially people who come back multiple times to see the show, which I know lots of people do.
Exactly. Oh, yes.
What city are you looking forward to traveling to with the Wicked most?
I'm excited for Washington, D.C. because I haven't toured through there yet. And then I'm also excited for Chicago because that will be the closest home to home I will be. And I just love Chicago.
Oh, are you all there over Christmas?
We are in Washington, D.C. over Christmas, and
Okay.
we're in Chicago from the end of September through the beginning of December.
Okay, so you still get like that kind of like Christmas holiday vibe in
Yes.
Chicago,
Yep.
which is gonna, which I can imagine is very cool. Like the ice skating rinks appearing and
Exactly.
everything. So, who inspires you as an actress in the industry?
Ooh. That's a good question. I think a lot of people do. Well, Lea Salonga was always like one of the first ones to super inspire me. And then, I mean, I just watched a video of Heather Headley from Into the Woods, and that's extremely inspiring. She's unreal. Robin Herder, I think, is super inspiring because I come from, I was a swing and a dancer, and she's just a powerhouse, she just exudes so much power, and I think she's super inspiring. There's so many. I get asked this question, I can never think of all of them, but those are the first ones that come to mind.
Robin, I absolutely agree with. I think she's like super real on social media and super honest on social media too. So like I can see how she'd be really inspiring to people who are like to other people in the industry on performing on stage because she's every post I see of hers is inspiring. So, do you have any funny moments that have happened on stage that I mean, whether they were funny at the time or fun or not or funny now looking back?
Yes, for sure. In Act Two, in like a very serious scene, I was on my knees and the dress is really big and heavy, and I have to get up quickly, and I was stepping on the dress, and so I couldn't get up, and it took me like five times to get up, and it's a very serious scene, and I was playing opposite Kimmy, my Nessa, my sister, and we both were fighting laughter so hard because it took me so long to get up, and I just couldn't do it. So that was very funny, because nothing's funnier than when you can't laugh. And so we were just fighting it so hard. And that'd be one of the most recent funny things that have happened.
I can't imagine trying not to laugh on stage and holding it in.
And like using, and if the laughter comes up, trying to make it like it's anger or crying, like trying to stay true to the
character.
To the character, but
you know. I mean, hey, every audience every now and then loves a good little like break in character. So
right.
That's what life theater is so special. It's different every time. Mm-hmm. You never know what's gonna happen on that stage.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
How do you work on self-confidence in this industry? Because I mean, I know it's such a tough industry.
Yes, it's, I always say the saying, comparison is the thief of joy. If you continue to compare yourself to everyone, which is so easy to do, it's only going to hurt you. So realizing everyone's on their own journey and everyone's on their own path, and no two people's journey is going to be the same. That's super helpful to remember. And then just constantly looking inward and regrounding myself and realizing why I'm unique and cool and special, and continuing to work and get better and excel and learn. All those things will always help with confidence, because it just recenters yourself and reminds yourself why you are here and what you like to do. And the more grounded you are, the more you know yourself, the more people are going to be interested in you.
Yep. And you're absolutely right. Comparison is horrible. Like, just like scrolling on social media and comparing yourself to other people, just, it takes so much energy away. Mm-hmm. And it's hard not to do with social media and at the palm of our hands. Exactly. So before I wrap up, I have to ask, how are you like Elphaba, and how are you different from Elphaba?
I, right at the beginning, when she is finally given just like a glimpse of hope or a glimpse of interest, she finally finds hope. And I'm a very hopeful, positive person. So I really identify with that, like the, you know, wizard and I, hopeful, but then trying to recheck yourself and like, don't get too excited about what this could be. I really identify with rationalizing yourself out of that, but still having that hope. And then she's also an activist, and I don't like injustices, as no one does, but I can get fired up about injustices. So I'm like her in that way. And then the most noticeable way that I'm different from her is she's quick to lash out and quick to yell or like a sort of lash out and get mad. And I don't get mad very easily. I'm sort of a kill with kindness sort of person. So that's the main way we are different.
Aww. I mean, I love the optimism side of her at the beginning, generally.
Yes.
Because I'm very overly optimistic. Very, very overly optimistic sometimes. Mm-hmm. So where can people follow you on social media to follow along as you go on the Wicked Tour, National Tour?
On Instagram, my handle is Lissa DeGuse. So my first name and then the first part of my last name.
Perfect. And lastly, do you have anything not Wicked related or anything even not theater related that you'd want to promote?
Not right now, but maybe in the future. So follow me and stay tuned.
So follow on Instagram. Well, I'll post all the links below in the lower thirds. And thank you so much for joining me and taking time out of your day
for having me
to talking about your theater experience. And I'll email when this is up online.
Thank you.
Hope you have a great rest of your day and a great upcoming weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye. Thanks for watching this episode of Backstage with Becca B. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV. Or for more exclusive content from this interview and more, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Backstage with Becca B. Make sure to subscribe to my channel and like this video, or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and give me a 5-star rating. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next time.